And I'm Cole Del Charco. John Atkins of Sumter, South Carolina, drove about 50 miles to see the president. He didn't quite make it.
Just 5 people away from getting in the door.
But Atkins wasn't frustrated. He felt political support.
It reassures me that I'm not alone, that when you sit on social media, you're not the only person that's just reading this stuff and feel like he's fighting for you, that there's millions of more people just like you that are in love with America, in love with Trump, that want the best for everybody and everything here.
And they were engaged by opponents of the president. The president's immigration policies were a key part of their protest. Cassie Primo Steele from Columbia, South Carolina, felt strongly.
Not everyone agrees with the immoral policy of locking up kids in internment centers.
And so it went for a few hours. Air Force One was delayed by storms, so voices of protest and support of the president outside the auditorium went longer than expected. There was also debate among conservatives. Sam Hyde and Austin Villa got into a discussion about how to improve the Republican Party.
You know, socially liberal, fiscally conservative sort of brand of Republican isn't long for this world, I think.
All right. Seriously, like I was saying this at the beginning, like the Republican Party needs reform. It really does. America's always been.
But they agree the party's so divided that Democrats could take advantage. For WFAE News, I'm Cole Del Charco in West Columbia, South Carolina.